This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The U.S. Senate has handed the White House a big win, broadening the government's domestic surveillance powers. After more than a year of wrangling, the Senate yesterday approved new rules for government eavesdropping on phone calls and analyzing emails. It also includes legal protection for telecommunications companies that helped in the snooping after the 9/11 attacks. That's something President Bush had said was critical in order to get cooperation from private sector companies. The bill would give retroactive protection to companies that acted without court permission. About 40 lawsuits have been filed against telecom companies by people alleging violations of wiretapping and privacy laws. President Bush praised the vote and urged the House to pass the bill quickly. The three-month-long writer's strike is officially over. Rank-and-file union members voted last night to approve a new deal with Hollywood producers, and the Writers Guild of America has told its members they can go back to work immediately. Here's Julie Walker with details.
They're putting down their picket signs and picking up their pens, starting as early as today for some writers. WGA members voted yesterday to lift the strike by more than 92% of the votes cast. WGA East Vice President Bob Schneider says writers are glad it's finally over.
People were very happy, you know, because everybody knows they're going back to work, but not only are they going back to work, they're going back to work and knowing that, you know, like they've gained the kind of respect that we haven't had, you know, in a long time, and the kind of contract that's going to keep people whole, you know, like into the century.
Schneider says the new contract will be ratified by a separate vote to be completed by February 25th. The deal gives writers a share of returns from new media, including the internet.
That's Julie Walker reporting. More tough news for America's auto industry. General Motors yesterday announced the biggest annual loss in the industry's history, $38.7 billion in red ink. To deal with it, GM announced a massive buyout plan, offering deals to all its 74,000 hourly employees. GM's buyout package follows a similar one made by Ford Motor, and Chrysler has also made some buyout offers as well. The Australian government has issued an historic mea culpa. The country's prime minister yesterday apologized in Parliament for the past mistreatment of Aboriginal Australians. It's an issue that's been hotly debated there for more than a decade. Here's Kathy Harper reporting from Darwin, Australia.
The statement apologizes for past government policies that inflicted profound grief, suffering, and loss on Aboriginal Australians. It also specifically apologizes for the past practice of forcibly removing Aboriginal children from their families to be raised as whites. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, says up to 50,000 Indigenous Australians could have been affected by the policy, which was practiced for much of the 20th century. Aborigines are the most disadvantaged group in Australia. They're the nation's poorest, with the worst health and lowest employment, and most likely to be jailed. The past government, led by Conservative Prime Minister John Howard, consistently refused to make a formal apology. The new government was elected to power in November.
That's Kathy Harper reporting from Darwin, Australia. Finally, the Beijing Olympics will have to go ahead this year without the help of Steven Spielberg. The director has quit his job as artistic director for the Games over allegations that China hasn't done enough to stop the violence in Sudan's Darfur region. In a statement, Spielberg said that while Sudan's government bears the brunt of the responsibility for the violence in Darfur, the international community, and especially China, should be doing more. Sudan is an oil-rich country and sells about two-thirds of its oil to Beijing. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.